We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Start spreading the news.
Amazon in the news today. For sure. We bring in Michael Farron, research fellow at George Mason University's Mercatus Center. Michael, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Good morning, Gary.
Michael, so you co-authored a report showing that the tax incentives to lure Amazon may not be to Virginia's benefit. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So the broad body of academic research shows that tax incentives or economic development incentives, subsidies, don't actually work because they don't change the decision of where a firm is going to locate. That decision is based on more fundamental factors to a company's bottom line than just how much they pay in taxes. Like, is there an available skilled workforce? Are the natural resources or the trade routes and airports and ports nearby that it needs to actually deliver its goods to customers?
So what do you make of the news that Amazon, and of course, Amazon coming to Virginia is a done deal. The incentives have already been approved. What do you make of the pullout from New York City yesterday?
Well, I think that Amazon, in part, was trying to escape the bad press that it was getting in Seattle and the contentious political and cultural climate that had arisen there. And what it saw developing in New York City was just an East Coast version of the problems it was already having in Seattle. And it was becoming a public relations liability. And so they said, essentially, we don't need that, and it's a big enough value to us to make sure that our brand isn't hurt that we need to get out of here before more damage is done.
So do you agree with some of the criticism from New Yorkers and the politicians up there that led to the pullout?
Oh, certainly. There's virtually no reason for New York to be giving Amazon $3 billion in subsidies, especially when Virginia gave much less than that for essentially an equivalent deal. And in fact, my argument would be that Virginia is in a situation where it could go ahead and drop the subsidies it's offered to Amazon without much fear of Amazon pulling out, simply because, one, Amazon didn't choose Virginia because of the subsidies. Amazon was quite clear about this in their memo on the decision. Four different times they said it's because of the strength of the local tech workforce. And two, now that Amazon is out of New York, they're very unlikely going to pull out of Virginia, too. So if Virginia wanted to reconsider its subsidies, it's in a pretty strong position to do so.
I know you disagree with the incentives that Virginia gave, and you said they could pull them back. But do you think Virginia may benefit from, over and above the decision on subsidies, do you think Virginia may benefit from Amazon pulling out of New York?
So Virginia will definitely benefit from Amazon pulling out of New York. It'll get more jobs coming to the HQ2 location here. As those jobs get spread across the country, Virginia is going to be the logical place for a lot of them to go. So Virginia is undoubtedly a winner with Amazon's decision to pull out of New York.
What do you make of the fact that so many New Yorkers in a poll approved of Amazon coming in and giving them the incentives?
Well, a lot of people did approve of the deal. But if you looked at the people who disapproved of the deal, about half of them only disapproved of the incentives. And this is actually a common refrain that we've been seeing repeated more and more over time, that people are getting more and more frustrated with government handing out taxpayer dollars to corporations. And we seem to be nearing a kind of tipping point here where there's now a word of an interstate compact being developed between many different states across the U.S. that would have the states essentially agree to not offer for these subsidies in the future.
Okay, Michael, we appreciate the time. Good insight, and have yourself a great weekend.
You too, sir.
That's Michael Farron, research fellow at George Mason University's Mercatus Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.